Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Tonight on Money FM, we are going to take a look at a different type of security that has a relatively new flavor called contingent convertible bonds. Now, they've only been around really for a couple of years, and they were used originally to help banks shore up capital after the financial crisis. And they can trigger a conversion into equity, but only under certain circumstances. Tonight, I am joined by Rob James, the co-fund manager of the Merian Financial's Contingent Capital Fund, who joins us today to help us get a better idea of what these are and what kind of upside this might have for ordinary investors like you and myself. Rob, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and good evening.
Good evening.
So, Rob, I did outline that. Did I get that right about contingent convertibles?
Yep,
can you help us understand how they're different from normal convertibles then?
Yep, that's absolutely spot on. The contingent convertible bond sounds very scary. But actually, all it is a convertible bond that converts into equity if the bank that's issued it gets into real trouble. And we are talking real trouble here. But in many ways, that's just the same as any other corporate bond. If you buy a corporate bond in an industrial company and the industrial company gets into trouble, likelihood is you get a debt for equity swap and you end up with equity. So it's just the same kind of bond but issued by a bank.
Okay. So the thing is, though, it will only give you equity if the bank gets into real trouble. So I have to ask, how good a deal is this for investors? I mean, if a bank's in trouble and they get if you get equity in a bank that might be in trouble, is that really good for you? And also, given how limited these convertible clauses are, what kind of upside really does this give for investors like, say, myself?
Yeah, I mean, the equity conversion feature, to be fair, is pretty valueless, because by the time you get to the level at which your convertible converts into equity, the equity is going to be valueless. But in the meantime, if you buy the convertibles from the right banks, you can get a really healthy yield. You can get yields of up to 7 or 8% for a long period of time.
So that's quite an upside also. Do other industries other than banks use contingent convertibles though, Rob?
They do. In the insurance industry is able to use them as well. But the thing is, the insurance industry is so well capitalized from the crisis it had 10 years before the global financial crisis that only a very few insurance companies have issued them. So the vast majority of contingent capital is issued by the banking sector.
Okay. So, Rob, given the fact that you are a co-fund manager of the Merian Financial's mm-hmm. Contingent Capital Fund, I take it you spend a lot of time looking at these particular investments. Can you give us an idea of how you manage the risk mm-hmm. and also yield assessment of these contingent convertibles? You said that if you pick the right bank, yeah. you could actually do well. How do you determine what the right bank is?
Yeah, picking the right bank is absolutely key. You're absolutely right there. These bonds have the capacity to have their coupons turned off for one of two reasons. One, the bank may run out of reserves, or two, the bank may not have enough capital. So the risk control for these bonds is all about identifying the banks that have got plenty of capital and plenty of reserves. And if you pick the right banks, you're pretty safe in these bonds.
Okay. The thing is, though, if we go back to the previous crisis, a lot of this happened because a number of banks actually ran out of funding, especially out on Wall Street. Is it really wise for investors to get exposure to banks, especially under these rather stringent convertible terms mm-hmm. also? I mean, can you tell us what you think?
Yeah. If you go back to 10 years, 15 years ago, banks were very different animals. They had very little levels of capital. They had very risky balance sheets, and we all know that ended very, very badly for investors. In the next 10 years, so up until today, regulation has effectively turned banking into a utility. The balance sheets are much safer than they used to be. The equity levels are probably five times what they used to be. And the contingent convertible sits with a lot of equity above it in the balance sheet to absorb the losses. So actually, they're pretty safe compared to what they were.
But when you look at some of these banks at the moment, and mm-hmm. we've seen some of the lessons we've seen is that no banks are safe. We've seen the likes of Lehman Brothers collapse. We've seen also, say, the likes of Deutsche Bank get more and more questions raised about them, for instance, without commenting on these banks. I mean, mm-hmm. again, I do have to throw the question again as to how do you make sure that we don't get exposure to some of these banks? Because no matter how big a bank is, I mean, no one really is safe. That's the lesson we've learned the last 10 years, right?
Nobody was safe.
Okay.
But in today, when you just look at leverage, so how big is the balance sheet compared to how much equity the bank has? Banks in Europe used to have leverage of 100 times. They only have leverage of 15 or 20 times today. So we have five times the amount of capital. And when you're investing in CoCos, it is absolutely essential that you assess the safety of the bank first. That is the key requirement.
Okay, so here's my question now. If you, for the investors out there who seem to be convinced that maybe they could take on this, how does this change their portfolios? Mm. And more importantly, how does an investor get more exposure to contingent convertibles if they're interested?
Yeah, so there are some funds available that actually invest solely in CoCos. Ours is one of those. But what these CoCos do is they're not particularly correlated with any other form of fixed income. They actually have negative correlation with treasuries, and they have a super high yield. You can get CoCos that yield 7 or 8%. So if you put these into your portfolio, you diversify the income, you diversify the capital return.
Okay, and of course, just very quickly, how do they get exposure to these contingent convertibles? Is it more advisable if they go with certain funds, or would you advise investors to actually go out there and just pick contingent convertibles? How easily is it to get exposure to these?
It's far, far better to go via a fund, because then you get a diversified portfolio. Picking an individual CoCo, you're taking a bit of a rifle shot, and that can end badly if you get the wrong one.
All right. Very interesting outlay there. That's your contingent convertible bonds 101 with Mr. Rob James, the co-fund manager of the Marin Financial Contingent Capital Fund. Thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.